USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine dominated the official and unofficial agendas at Davos, the World Economic Forum taking place in Switzerland, with over 2,000 financial experts. A darkening global economic outlook was the number one talking point this week. Eurozone inflation hit a sixth consecutive record high in April, with an annual 7.5% rise in consumer prices. The gunman in the Uvalde school massacre walked through an unlocked door unchallenged, then killed 19 children and two teachers while in their classroom for an hour before a tactical team ended the rampage. A Uvalde high school senior describes the child gunman and his warning signs on ABC 8 in Dallas, Texas.
And I don't see this covered, and I'm going to put this out there. He would hurt animals. He was not a good person. He would go to the parks and try to pick fights.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
At least four people were killed and two others were hurt following a house explosion that destroyed and damaged several homes in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. It happened around 7 p.m. local time Thursday night. Pottstown is a 45-minute drive northwest of Philadelphia. As the Davos gathering in Switzerland has a bleak economic outlook, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva concurs.
You scared the audience effectively, but I can tell you, you have not scared your panel. So my answer is going to be not no, not at this point. It doesn't mean it is out of question. We have downgraded our projections for growth for this year in April for 143 countries. This is 86% of global GDP. And since then, in a short period of time, a little bit like the weather here in Davos, the horizon has darkened.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
China and Russia have vetoed an effort to tighten the United Nations sanctions on North Korea after a plethora of missile launches this year by Pyongyang. The remaining 13 council members all voted in favor of the resolution that was drafted by the United States. It would have blacklisted the Lazarus Hacking Group, which the United States says is tied to North Korea. Legislation passed in the House last year could provide guidance for schools to identify students who could potentially be bad seeds and would help schools establish behavioral intervention teams, but the measure has stalled in the Senate. Representative Michael Burgess from Texas, who developed the legislation, was on Newsmax Thursday.
Everyone knows who the troublemakers or the short fuse kids are in school. These are not, I mean, they identify themselves. It's not like it's something that just all of a sudden presents on the stage. And on the big act on the behavioral intervention guidelines is to provide guidelines and best practices so that schools can know what are the parameters. You do have to identify someone's constitutional rights. You mustn't violate that. But there are guidelines that can be published, and we ask for the Health and Human Services, basically for substance abuse mental health services, to provide those guidelines. And it's not to isolate or expel someone. If someone needs additional help, perhaps it's even something as simple as an undiagnosed disorder where someone has difficulty reading. But to get the resources where they're needed, help those kids along the way.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.